It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good morning, how do you do?
Hey, man.
Just want to talk about the boys in blue.
Hey, man.
Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hey, man.
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen and the lineup too?
Hey, man.
How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know.
Hey, man.
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
Hey, man.
Is it true you're a deadhead too?
Hey, man.
Kid Baseball want to talk music with you.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
It's 9 o'clock on a Wednesday, which means we have Royals manager Matt Cotrero on with us on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, and it is brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC-based and female-owned Century Roofing, CenturyRoofingKC.com.
All right, guys, are you all ready for an oh my God moment? Matty Q, you as well, Mac and Dusty and myself. I'm going through my ex, formerly Twitter, I think that's required to say by law, timeline, and all of a sudden, the top hits of 1985 popped up on my timeline. And for those of us in Kansas City, that's a sign. World Series champions, Matty Q. Let's do this.
I like it. I like it. Sign me up. You know, I mean, that might be a little scary that, you know, Big Brother or whoever's listening or looking in on your phone. We've all had those kind of experiences of what is going on here with our smart devices. But sign me up for that.
Yeah, I'm all about it. So, Jazz Chisholm thinks you all got lucky. What's going to be your message to Mr. Chisholm tonight?
I don't think I'll be talking to him too much. You know, I don't think that's part of the pregame ceremonies or anything. But look, I mean, everybody gets emotional. Everybody gets heated. You get a microphone stuck in front of your face after a game. There's a lot of things that go through your mind, and you know, certainly he's a really good player that can impact these games. So I'm not going to have any message for him. Our guys will be focused on what we have to do.
When you look at this game tonight, you get to throw Seth Lugo out there. I'm sure you've been proud of him all season, but this is playoff baseball in front of what's going to be a ruckus, energetic crowd, and I'm sure you're ready to get this thing going as much as we are.
Oh, yeah. The anticipation is great. The buildup is great, but, you know, when 608 hits, you know, it's a game just like every other game. We need to stay in that mindset, because if you don't and you come out of what you've done all year and you try to do more or that kind of thing, it just doesn't work that way. Baseball is a game that you need to continue to stay under control, you know, and Lugo is the best at that. You know, I mean, for him to control his emotions, that the start he had in Baltimore didn't go probably as he would have liked it to go, but it'll definitely get him ready for tonight.
You know, you had an opportunity to be gone for like 2 weeks, right? Like, you guys have been gone since the end of September. You're finally home, and you get the opportunity to manage your first game in Kansas City in the postseason. I'm sure you watch from a distance in 14 and 15. Just kind of take me through your emotions today, like the human side of you driving in, getting ready for this whole thing, and getting to go, damn, I'm managing a playoff game at home.
Oh, it's exciting. I mean, I got up this morning and put the news on, and they're, you know, they're doing live shots from outside the stadium and everybody's wearing blue and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's, those are the things that you anticipate or you hope happen or dream about when you take the job. And when they start to come to fruition, it's really fun to be a part of. I mean, I know it's a, we got a long ways to go, but everything you savor, everything you can, that you can soak up is, you know, part of the journey, you know, and I think I don't take that for granted at all.
Do you slow the day down a little bit in your mind? And 'cause you mentioned not taking it for granted. That was kind of my message since this whole thing started in 14 and 15 with the Royals, then the Chiefs. It's like, you can't take this stuff for granted. So do you slow the day down? How do you handle all of that?
Well, I mean, like I said, we go through a lot of baseball games and we have an opportunity to be in a routine, and that's what I try to stay in. I mean, there are differences, right? I mean, you don't have introductions for every game and all the pomp and circumstance that goes into a playoff game, but there are a lot of things that we will keep the same. You know, our daily routine, the same time you show up, the same, you know, meetings prior, the same, all of that kind of stuff will be the same. As any other game. Now, when it starts and the crowd is going crazy, you'll feel that energy, and that's when you soak it in, and, you know, not take for granted where you are and the opportunity that you have.
When you look at what your pitching staff has done to Aaron Judge, what sticks out the most of what's working right of getting that powerhouse of an MVP caliber player out more often than anything in this postseason?
Aaron Judge is an incredible player and a great hitter. You know, our guys have good stuff. Our guys are willing to attack. You know, it's really, when you face any of the elite hitters, you can't fall into patterns. You can't throw the same pitches in the same spots over and over. You got to keep mixing and matching, but you have to be good enough to do that. You know, you have to be able to hit corners. You have to be able to go just above the zone, just below the zone, use all your pitches and try to keep them off balance. Now, clearly there's a lot of teams that understand that, and he still executes and beats teams. But we've been fortunate these first couple games to not have that happen to us.
Talk with Matty Q here as they get ready for the Yankees game 3 tonight, 6:08 out at Kauffman Stadium. They're throwing a guy, Clark Schmidt, who I'm sure a lot of baseball fans in Kansas City probably like, who? And that's fine because not everybody watches everybody every day. But this guy, he's actually pretty good, Matt. Like, he's a 2-3 run per game type of guy. So how do you attack a guy who limits the runs like Clark Schmidt has done in the past, at least this year anyway?
Yeah, he is good. He's got, you know, he's a little bit of a lower arm slot, you know, big sweeper, can really run the ball in on righties. Look, when you face good pitching, you have to be disciplined. You have to know what your plan is. You have to know what you're looking for. And you have to know that sometimes you're going to get beat. You have to turn the page quickly to the next pitch or the next at bat. And, you know, if I don't get it done, then I'm, you know, passing it on to you to get it done. That's the mentality of the team first approach. But with Schmidt, it's really being dialed into what you're looking for and not expanding to his strengths.
What do you want to see from Bobby Witt Jr.'s New York? Not the kindest to him when he was there, but also plays a lot better at home and maybe just getting a lot of tough pitches that he's maybe studied a little bit more the last couple of days.
Yeah, Bobby, just simplify things. You know, I mean, Bobby's gotten into some really good counts. He's been, you know, like we were just talking about with Judge.
Right.
Everybody's going to bear down on Bobby. He's going to be pitched tough. He's gotten into some really good, you know, had deep counts, been in 3-2 counts, and then expanded a little bit on the 3-2 pitch. You know, if he takes a couple of those walks, we're talking about a different feel for what he's done. You know, he would have been on base, probably stolen a base or two, just would have been a different feel for his production. But you know, I'm not worried about Bobby. He's fine. He was in working yesterday. He'll be ready to go tonight.
How do you feel about home field advantage in the playoffs? It seems like, quite frankly, it hasn't mattered, you know, in these postseason. Like, the visiting teams are doing just fine on the road. You know, how do you feel about the home field advantage thing not really impacting, you know, the first part of these baseball playoffs?
Well, it goes to routine. You know, you play 81 games a year on the road, and some of those are in hostile places. Some of them aren't. You know, the playoffs are a little bit louder. But these guys have done that before. You know, our guys, you know, last year, even though we struggled, we got the second half of the year played in some really good environments. Guys started to get used to that. And we, like we've talked about all year, we've put some guys in place with the Frazier's and Renfro's and clearly Salvi. But the guys that have been through the playoffs before understand that the game is the same. And you just have to boil it down to those basic principles of that one pitch, one at bat, one inning at a time.
Yeah, and it's just, it's been incredible to watch the atmospheres. I'm excited to be out there at Kauffman Stadium tonight to see you guys. I'm excited to see if you can get any baseball players right on old cards. You ready?
Oh, they're letting you in tonight?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, we're both going to be. They're letting us both in.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to disguise. Yeah. We're going to come in a cheese cloak. Not a cheese blanket, but a cloak.
Okay. I'll be there tonight. And tomorrow we're taking the kiddos as well. I'm like, you guys are going to a clincher. We're not going to, you know, not have you at that, because they were 3-4 last time. Now they're 13-14. Not as nice as they were when they were 3-4, but you know what? We'll take them anyway. You're laughing, my friend. You're getting there. Right. You're getting there. You're going to become a dumb dad before you know it, Matt.
Oh, I'm there.
Oh, you are already. All right, good. Good to know. We're all in the same boat swimming upstream with these kids. All right, here we go. We got ourselves a 1990 Charlie O'Brien.
Braves.
Brewers. All right, we're looking.
Started with a B?
Yeah, you're close.
Chuck O'B.
89 Fleer, Dwight Gooden.
Okay.
89. I'm going to go with the Mets.
You were right.
There we go.
Yeah, you didn't want to overthink that one. And I got one more Topps card from 88. Ozzie Smith.
Oh, my God.
88. Well, I'm going to say the Cardinals. I don't know where he finished his career.
No, you're right. You got it. So you were 2-for-3. That's a good average. That's what Bobby's going to do tonight. So there you go. You set the tone.
All right.
Knock him dead, man.
Have fun tonight. Day, enjoy the moment.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Royals manager Matt Cotrero, who joins us every Wednesday. And, of course, it is brought to you by your hometown roofing team, Century Roofing, KC-based, female-owned Century Roofing, CenturyRoofingKC.com. Coming up on the other side, we are almost there. We get to go to back to the people that like to give fire towards a, well, maybe they just shouldn't. Maybe just sometimes it's okay to stay quiet. I know I've been told that my whole life. This is Fesco and Dusty, and this is 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get sun. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night. Night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
You gotta take a shot every time he says this part.
Oh, God. I wonder why Matty Q didn't, you know, talk smack back to Jazz Chisholm. I was a little disappointed.
He's smart.
In that. I thought he'd be like, yeah, Jazz, now you're coming here. No, kid.
Some information for you all listening. I know a text message came in earlier about it from the Kansas City Royals X account. Good morning, Royals fans.
Hello.
Gates at the K will open for ALDS Game 3 at 3:30 p.m. Central Time this afternoon.
That's Aldi's.
Mm-hmm. And we advise you to be in your seats by 5:40 to not miss any of the pregame festivities.
You think there'll be a flyover?
Yes. Absolutely.
Sporting event in Kansas City, B2 Bomber. Let's go, baby.
Free space on a bingo card.
How much bunting will be around the stadium? I hope it's all buntinged up today and we get to see that. Who's singing the anthem?
I don't know.
Oak Ridge Boys?
You think Mahomes throws out the first pitch?
Oh, God, no.
Who is? George?
I would have.
Against the Yankees?
Well, you know who I would. You could do George. That'd be good.
Frank?
Yeah, right. We could throw Frank's statue in the Missouri River after the game today if anybody wants to do that.
Nah, it's heavy like that Bud Kilmer statue.
It is heavy, but you know what? It probably deserves to float down the river. But I think, what about Hosmer?
I don't know if he's in town.
He is.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's supposed to be here for the game.
I just saw a picture on his Twitter feed. It says, or X feed, it says, full uni since we jumped out of bed this morning. Jack is locked in for game day. Jack in the ring will be boots on the ground. KC Royals by a million tonight. His little son's in a Royals outfit, blue glove, everything
there,
about it.
So there you go. So Haas is here. Let's have Hosmer throw out the first pitch. No, I think it should be George. It's the Yankees, right?
I mean, that's what I was thinking.
What about, there's nobody better. There just isn't. Like, that's the perfect thing, right? It's the perfect moment.
I don't know how many first pitches George has thrown
thousands.
Out.
Thousands.
Right, but I mean, like... Like, I assume,
get Ned back.
I don't think he'd want to do it.
Nah.
There's no way he's in town.
He'd be like, no. Yeah, all right.
He's like, look, call me when you get to the ALCS.
Yeah.
That's a good question, though. I think it's got to be George, though.
It has to be.
With the Yankees and everything that's been. He's been like, he was on TV the other night more than Taylor Swift.
I know. He really was. No doubt about it. Him and Leslie were up there on the screen and, you know, cheering on the boys in blue. I love it. And maybe Bob Costas will throw out the first pitch tonight.
No.
I think you'll hear from Eric Hosmer today on 96.5 The Fan. I think he'll be joining Carrington Harrison on The Drive.
Mm, cool.
Fan of our show, one Eric Hosmer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it'll be interesting. Do you think Kelsey's there tonight?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that means she's there.
No.
No?
No.
No, no, okay. No.
Just it's a guy's night?
Yeah. I think Andy's there. I think Brett's there. I think Travis is there. I think Mahomes. Yeah. No, we know Mahomes is going to be there. He's 1% owner, according to Bob Costas.
He will 100% be there.
Yeah. No, he said he's going to be there, right? So he'll be there tonight.
I think guy's night is the vibe because he was like, yeah, I got to talk to the wife about what she's doing with vacation, make sure I can go to the Royals game. So I think you're right. Well, Travis Mahomes,
yeah,
guy's
night. It could be or maybe not. But I think there's going to be a lot of Chiefs there. And I definitely think Andy Reid's going tonight. I think Matt Nagy will be there. I think Spags is going to be there because
Veach will be there.
Veach will definitely be there. Spags, and it's a bye week. So there's like, you know, unless
vacation week. They're not back till Monday.
Right. Unless they've already planned to go out of town and had vacation, which a lot of guys do. You see when that bye week is, you immediately make, you know, the schedule comes out in what? April, May.
Yeah, you leave Tuesday afternoon.
Okay, we got a Monday night game. We're leaving Tuesday after the bye. We'll be back Saturday afternoon. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So maybe a lot of guys had a trip planned, and who can begrudge them? It's their week off, you know? So you get the opportunity to do that. But if you didn't have plans and you were just hanging out, like Steve Spagnuolo needs to experience this because he wasn't here in 14 and 15. And so now he has the opportunity to see what everybody inside that building has been telling him it's going to be like, you know, out at Kauffman Stadium. And he gets the opportunity to experience, you know, playoff baseball here in Kansas City. So I think if you're on the other side of the parking lot and you play for the Chiefs, you're probably doing your damnedest to get over here and see, you know, what this is all about and be part of it. Because the two teams, you know, like for the first time since John bought the team, they actually have good synergy between the two organizations. And that's great because they didn't in the past. And so I'm excited to see how many people are out there and they'll all be on the big screen and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's going to be a who's who. Like everybody in Kansas City is going to be out at that ball game. And tipping their caps.
What's the Fesco over under of Chiefs players, not coaches, Chiefs players in attendance tonight?
Oh, I'll set it at 8.5.
Okay.
Yeah. But how many are there? How many we see, though? Because, you know, there could be guys, you know, that are out in the crowd that we, you know, don't know, you know, like James Winchester maybe in section, you know, 107 or
I could see the booth being like Creed, Trey, unless Creed's already back home to watch the Oklahoma-Texas game.
But that's not till Saturday.
That's fair.
You know? I mean, yeah. It's Wednesday.
Is Sky Moore allowed in the suite?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Max says no.
Yeah.
By the way, we're getting
started. Max is so concerned about Sky Moore. Like, of things to be concerned about on October 9th, Max, like, I don't know, Sky Moore thing.
He muffed a kick. He just
touched the ball once. He couldn't even
run. And he fumbled it.
No, I'm not concerned at all by it.
No, I just don't think we'll ever see him again.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know.
But I will say this, because we're trying to get some texts in from the text line. We will be doing this today at 10 a.m., 7000 Squibb Road. We will be giving away 100 playoff-themed T-shirts at our parking lot here at the station, thanks to our friends at DM Injury Law. So people have asked, do I sit in my car? Hey, man, what is it, 65 degrees out, 55 degrees outside? If you like it, hey, we'll be down there with our boss and hopefully secure. I'm kidding. We'll be down there at 10 after the show to hand out T-shirts. I mean, find a spot, make a spot, and everyone will follow. I guarantee you that. You stand somewhere at the entrance, don't block anything.
No.
But you know,
just start forming a queue, and everybody will follow. You know, that's what we do, right? We're all sheep.
Yeah.
There's a line over there. I better get into it. What's it for? I don't know, but everybody's there. So, yeah, we'll just do that. So, gates open, you said, at 3:30 today, right?
Yep. And you want to be in your seat by 5:40 for pregame festivities.
I think Chris Jones will be at the game tonight. He'll be featured. I think the big core, I think Travis, I think Chris, I think Patrick will be there.
Creed.
Yeah, of course.
You think Rice will be there?
No.
The man had, like, was put out yesterday and had the scope done. No, I don't think Rice is there.
Lateral collateral.
Yeah.
No ACL, no MCL, nothing serious. We'll miss the year, but won't miss, like, have to have, like, any surgery on their ligaments. Mecole Hardman screams a guy that probably comes along.
Yeah.
Are we missing any? Butker there?
Butker? I don't know.
I would assume maybe not.
Trey Smith?
That's what I think, yeah. So we got Mahomes, Kelsey, Kareem? He was at Pat's wedding.
Yeah,
I mean, he's back on the team. He's living here.
Yeah, he may.
Juju?
Definitely.
Nice
Clyde.
To see, yeah.
Unless Juju went back home to California for the bye. I don't know. But
yeah, again, we don't know because who had trips planned and how many people are in, you know, Bora Bora or wherever
they go. I feel like McDuffie might show. Maybe not. I mean, I know he's not from here, but he's
he's bought in, though.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too. Justin Reed.
Yeah.
Probably be there tonight.
George Karloftis would be fun to see him.
Yeah. See, like, what he thinks about baseball.
I think they're going to have to probably have more than one suite, though.
Somebody says, no joke, I'm throwing out the first pitch tonight, but if one of those corporate first, I don't understand that. Drew Tranquil could be there. I could see that.
Somebody's mad there's going to be a corporate first pitch. They pay the freight for all of this, folks.
Through MasterCard.
God, I hope that guy from 2014, Technology and Stuff. Do you have that drop, the Technology and Stuff drop guy? I hope he's there tonight.
You know, Technology and Stuff.
Yeah, that guy. We need him back.
You know, Technology and Stuff.
Paul, any celebrities there?
Oh, yeah, Tech Nine.
Okay.
Oh, Stone Street will be there. He got ownership in the team.
Paul Rudd.
Is it a big enough game for Paul?
Yeah. Okay. First game at home in the playoffs in 9 years. I don't think it's big enough for Sudeikis. But I think it's big enough for Rudd. I think he's more of a fan than Sudeikis. And that's my opinion. I'm sure both guys are great, but I just think Rudd's more like all in on Kansas.
I think I don't think you're wrong about that.
I don't think it's like a shot.
No.
But I think it's just like, I think that's just where Rudd lets his fandom lie. I think Sudeikis is like, Sudeikis is going to Iowa games cheering on Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
You know, not saying he's like a traitor, but.
No, I have no problem with that.
So really no Taylor Swift at a baseball game. You don't think so? Not a chance. What's the percentage that she's there?
One.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think they've had the ability to have enough security ready.
That's fair. So yeah, Royals tonight, 6:08. You want to be in your seats at 5:40. Gates will open up at 3:30. I got to think of what I'm going to
do. What about David Koechner? You think Koechner will be there tonight?
No.
You don't?
No.
All right.
No, I don't think so.
You got to figure out if any of these folks are doing anything right now where they can't get out of, you know?
Right. I want to bring this up again because of obviously we heard what he said yesterday. We put it a ton of times and people started to get mad because it was starting to make you super upset because it does.
Riggle?
Rob Riggle. Yes.
Of all of than Eric, because Eric lives here, Riggle is like the one who comes in for everything.
Riggle, Rudd, and Stone Street will all be there.
Okay.
Still feels the same that we're going to win it, you know? I don't feel like anybody feels any different, you know? We're going to go out there and do our thing still. We still don't feel like any team is better than us. Like you said, we had a lot of missed opportunities tonight, so they just got lucky.
Just got lucky. I tied this together with other things that I've heard in the past, and I wanted to say a little bit more about this earlier. If you missed it, you can go back and look at the podcast page. Obviously, Vern joined the show. Mac Otrero just joined the show. Tim Kirkshen joined the show. Jay Binkley was on the show as well. Loaded day for you here in Kansas City because of your playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought about this yesterday when I was driving home. And, you know, there's just certain times in Kansas City sports history where people have said things.
I don't think I could be stopped, if I'm being honest. You know, I'm out there playing football, playing my game. So when I'm in a rhythm, in a role, and I'm just playing, you know, the timing is there, and I'm just playing football.
Ja'Marr Chase has been on record to say, does anything impress you, or are you anybody in the defense that sticks out? No, not really. Jalen Ramsey, he's a return specialist. The other linebacker, what are you laughing about? Remind me after the game. You think about stuff like that, and these teams that come after the Royals or the Chiefs more often than not, in at least the last 9 years, but you think about, you know, even the Baltimore press said that, you know, Ned Yost was the dunce master and here's, you know, the chess master and Buck Showalter. And Buck Showalter has been fired twice. Ned won a World Series, went to two, and decided to leave on his own terms.
Was Baltimore the last team that Buck managed?
No, he was with the Mets and fell apart 2 years ago.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he had the number one payroll in baseball completely puked all over his chest.
Yeah, I forgot about the Met era.
Remember they went and got DeGrom and Scherzer?
Yeah.
And so, you know, that goes into effect. And then, you know, we had Tim Kirkshen on earlier. We're like, you know, Jazz Chisholm, do you think he's like, no, I don't think he was worried about what he said. He's a colorful, like, very outspoken, like, loves to be that guy. But it's like people continue to do this against Kansas City sports teams, and it's always them first. and sometimes only them. You did bring up the one anomaly, or the anomaly with Justin Reed, where he's like, Andy Reid came out and was like, yeah, we've talked to Justin. We don't do that around here. Then that was it. And, you know, it's not like Justin Reed did anything, you know, egregious.
No.
But he just responded, which is why Andy Reid, and I'm sure Cotrero's the same way, it's like, hey, let them do it. And then when you get the opportunity, you'll know. And Salvador Perez got that opportunity because Rodon the other night, striking people out, shaking his pelvis, sticking his tongue out, very cringe. And then Salvador Perez hits a home run and throws the Gene Simmons tongue at you.
Yeah.
And then you move on from that, and Jamar Chase tries to say stuff. Trent McDuffie and L'Jarius Sneed last year shut him down. Had a chance again this year. We're the team to beat in the AFC. Got beat by the Chiefs again. Season, you're 1-4. It never works out for the other team who do these things to Kansas City. And now we get an opportunity for Jazz Chisholm, who's going to get absolutely booed. The stadium's going to be an absolute blank show. I can't wait for it. I mean that in a good way. And you're going to see the repercussions of what you said, even though it may not affect Bobby Witt Jr. or the Royals or Sal Perez. It's going to affect the crowd, and you saw how the crowd can affect a team like they did last night in San Diego.
He's going to get booed more than Robinson Cano got booed for the All-Star game.
No doubt.
And the difference is Robinson Cano was, I don't want to say playing in front of a neutral crowd at the All-Star game. It was the All-Star game crowd, so there's a lot of people in the building that probably were Royals fans and stuff of that nature, right? Tonight you're going into a building that is going to be 98% Royals fans and 1% Yankee fans and 1% corporate bigwigs and whatnot. And Jazz Chisholm is going to hear it. That's the beauty of having all of these games at home in baseball in the playoffs and not having that neutral site game like the Super Bowl or the NCAA tournament or, you know, places like that. The home arena, the home venue adds a lot. That's why I never want to see the AFC NFC championship game move to neutral sites. That's just money grubbing, money hungry people if they do something like that to take that environment away from the fans. Because the Super Bowl isn't a great environment. You know, it's a stale environment compared to what you bring at home. And so Jazz Chisholm is going to get to that plate tonight. I don't know where he's batting in the lineup. And you're not going to be able to hear Mike McCartney. Number one, the sound system isn't great at Kauffman Stadium. Another reason for a new ballpark. But it's going to be drowned out by booze like we have never heard before with Jazz Chisholm. I'm interested to see how he responds because I got a feeling like he's going to embrace it, Dusty. You know he is, right? Because he knows it's coming. He knows it's going to be happening. You know he's going to embrace it, and he's going to become an even bigger heel than he already is going into this game. 3 days ago, we heard of Jazz Chisholm. Now he's become public enemy number one here in Kansas City. I'm interested to see how he responds. If he's one of these guys that, you know, is getting booed and then hits a home run and then gives the bird to the crowd or something like that. Right. Like, it's going to be real interesting to see the dynamic between Jazz and the 38,000 fans that are in attendance tonight.
I'm just excited to see home playoff crowd blue just absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And I look, sometimes you get lucky and people will give you some sort of free gift. Jazz Chisholm has done that for the fan base. Like, we, you know, you even asked Cotrero about it, the Royals manager, like, hey, what do you think about the comments? He's like, oh, well, you know, whatever, like, it is what it is. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, look, there are moments in time where you do get lucky. I'm a big believer in you make your own luck as well. Now, did the Yankees get lucky on Saturday night? You bet they did. Did the Royals get lucky in 85? You bet they did. But then there were circumstantial evidence that followed those lucky plays, right? Like, yeah, Jazz was safe. But you know what? They still had to come up with a hit, and they still came up with a hit to score Jazz Chisholm in that situation. Did the Royals get lucky with Denkinger in 85? You bet. But there was still more baseball to be played and an entire next game to be played that people in St. Louis failed to remember that there was a game 7 and the Royals won that game 11-1. So it's what you do with that luck that you're given. If you want to call it luck, you can either take advantage of it or just let it go by the wayside. So I think right now, I don't think the Royals have been lucky in the series at all. They played a better baseball game on Monday night. They were the better team on Monday night. That has nothing to do with luck. The Yankees had luck on Saturday, then took advantage of that luck. The Royals just beat their ass on Monday night.
Somebody on the text line says, hey, Dusty, all the Royals had to do is get the ball to lights out Lucas Irsig, and the game is over. Couldn't agree more. Could not agree
more.
Well,
I mean, there's about 7 or 8 innings. So you got to
get there.
Yeah, you know, like, it's not like giving it to Mahomes on the first play.
Yeah, exactly.
Throw a touchdown pass.
It's over.
Yeah.
I thought we had a good conversation on this topic earlier in the show, and somebody must be listening on the Odyssey app. because I said, I like baseball because it's a week of multiple games and excitement versus one day World Series week versus one Super Bowl day. Give me the World Series ticket. And we brought this up because I had a conversation with some people the other day about, you know, what do you think is more, you know, exciting, a NFL playoff game or a MLB playoff game?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I've been to both. And I think Mac nailed it earlier, as he said, it's kind of like a different emotional, like, standpoint. Like football, it's third down, you're, you know, losing your voice. And when they kick the field, an extra point, right? You know, man, here we go. But like baseball, it's like strike one. You're like, all right. And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, the guy's back. You have like 10 seconds, essentially now with the pitch clock, you basically have 10 seconds to like kind of collect your breath. And I brought up the question earlier. Would you take behind home plate at Kauffman Stadium, game 7 of an ALCS game, or 25 rows up, 50-yard line AFC wildcard game at Arrowhead?
Yeah, you're taking the ALCS every day. I mean, it's just a more important
game. It wouldn't be like you'd have both tickets in your hand. You'd be like, you could think of reasons to go to both, or would it just be like, you can have the football tickets to be that quick?
I think it would be that quick, but really? I wouldn't give away the football tickets. I'd sell them to the highest bidder possible. I mean, you know, like, I'm not giving them away. It's just the endorphins in my brain work different when I watch baseball than any other sport, right? Like, especially playoff baseball. You're literally on the edge of your seat for every single pitch, and you can see the game turn almost with every single pitch. And the other thing that is so different about baseball and football is that in baseball, it's hard to recover from a mistake. In the NFL, we got an eraser. We have seen Patrick Mahomes take care of every mistake possible. 24 points down, 10 points down, 10 points down, 13 seconds ago. Like, we have seen the ability of teams in football to overcome mistakes, right? In baseball, I just don't get that same feeling. Like, I think the first team that blinks tonight is the team that's going to lose this baseball game, because the pitching matchup is so damn good that the first team that, I don't know, makes an error or is late for a throw or whatever the case may be, you'll know it when you see it. You'll be like, that's the turning point right there, and that team's not going to be able to recover from that. That's, to me, how baseball is different than the NFL in the postseason. Mistakes are magnified, and they're so much harder to overcome than in an NFL game. And, you know, I maybe it's because we have Patrick Mahomes right now. I am relaxed watching these guys in the playoffs and in football. In baseball, I'm on the edge of my seat for almost every single pitch. Yeah. You can feel the butterflies, the momentum, the anxiety building inside of you, you know?
Yeah, I think it's just in general, it's fantastic. By the way, some breaking news out of the football world, Mac. Our guy.
Robert Saleh fired again?
Nah. The Houston Texans are placing wide receiver Nico Collins on the IR due to his hamstring injury. He will be sidelined for a minimum of 4 games.
No.
So from a week-to-week basis in the NFL, the top leading wide receivers are both done. One for 4, at least 4 weeks, the other one done for the season.
And you could make an argument, you know, Cooper Kupp was going to be on that top 3, 4, 5, 6 list. He's on that short list. He's out too. Man, that's crazy.
What's going to happen to Houston now?
Well, now you're in a bidding war, if you ask me.
You think they're a part of the Devontae?
I think they're a part of going get somebody fixed to go help him out.
Really?
I think so. I mean, what, Stephon Diggs was never brought in there to be their second wide receiver. He's there to be their third option. And now you have Tank Dell, who's coming off an injury, who's been okay.
He's been good, yeah.
And you're going to try to help that. Because, I mean, look, we can be honest. We watched that offense in the second half kind of deteriorate when Nico Collins went out. Now, again, that's game planning and all that.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
When Rashee Rice went out on, like, the first play of the game, it was like oh, well, now shoot. Andy Reid's like, well, here we go. We got to figure something out. So,
but Andy Reid just had another file he just pulled out and started to run him. Like, he didn't even phase him, right?
No.
Veteran coach versus second-year guy D'Amico Ryans. I think Houston's going to be fine. I don't think they're going to panic. I think they have more of a need for a wide receiver than the Chiefs
really?
Do.
What? And Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs? What are we doing, guys?
Second year quarterback.
I didn't say that.
No,
I didn't. Say, don't say okay, guys. All right, fair, don't fair, say fair. Guys.
What are you doing? Have you watched the Chiefs, Mac? Like, sometimes I wonder if you just play fantasy football, because Patrick Mahomes doesn't need anybody around him.
Listen,
he's just
no, no,
fine.
No.
CJ Stroud has not shown anything yet. You know, he's had a nice rookie year, but he's not Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I guess I'm just saying the hole is much larger in Kansas City. Yes, you're right. The necessity, yeah, fine. Andy Reid, Mahomes, they get rid of that. I know. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, as far as like actual talent on the roster, the Texans far and away. They have two arguably number one wide receivers. They would be number ones
sure.
on here. They would be number ones on 15
but
other
wide
NFL
receivers
teams.
Don't win you Super Bowls.
Well, then why do they need to go get another
one? You don't.
Okay, great.
You talk about the Chiefs or the Texans?
Texans.
I think the Texans do to take the pressure off their young quarterback. That's the only reason why I would do that. If this was year three of C.J. Stroud and he had a track record similar to Patrick Mahomes, you're fine.
Speaking of wide receivers, Davante Adams is still not expected to play this week due to a hamstring injury.
I thought he was supposed to be traded, they said.
Yeah, another week without Davante Adams, so we'll dive into that. Coming up, we wrap this show up and talk to you a little bit more about some things that we like to see in sports. I'm Dusty Likens. It's Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Base. Hitting home runs all over the place. It's Bobby Witt Jr. Every Kansas City fan knows his name, and you know the crowd goes wild when he's sliding to home base.
Baby, back in here on 96.5 The Fan. If you missed anything from the show today, fan of the show, Mac Cotrero, fan of the show, Tim Kirchen, fan of the show, Jay Binkley, and fan of the show, Josh Verner.
Yeah.
All joined us today here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Sports. How much hurricane coverage are you going to watch today?
I'll tell you this, to be honest with you. I know this is terrible, and I am literally like, I hope everybody in Florida stays safe, because it look now it's a Category 4. I mean, I know Category 5, Category 4, but still, that's a good sign there.
It's but 4 versus 5, we're splitting hairs, aren't we?
Right. But the thing that's been great to watch is the CGI coverage of what the hurricane-level waters can turn into.
And I just happened to catch it at the same time yesterday, because I was like, it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, let me see what's on the Weather Channel, right? And this woman is standing there, and they're showing the sea level rise behind her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
That's terrifying.
Have you seen this yet, Mac?
No. Oh, it's crazy. It's
incredible.
Wow.
It's incredible. And then you got this jackass Lieutenant Dan that's hanging out down there.
His 20-foot sailboat is going to stay in the water.
I saw this guy.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, this guy's an idiot. His
natural selection is real.
It really is. Yeah.
Sorry.
It is.
Did you hear his comments?
Yeah, isn't it?
He goes, you know what happens when boats are on water? They rise.
They rise. So the boat's going to ride, and God's going to take care of him, he said.
And they go, are you going to wear a life jacket? Absolutely not. Okay.
Well, I mean, so why would I wear a life jacket? I'm on my boat.
They said, are you pretty good at swimming? He goes, no, I just go in circles. What? He has one leg.
Does he have one leg? It's so bizarre.
So he's just going
to... He's going to stay on his boat. The cop's like, you got to go, man. And he's staying on his boat. Frick.
Do you have the text line open?
I do not.
Oh, no. Okay, I want you to read the top text for me.
Well, I have to log in and all that
Let
kind
me
of
just
stuff.
Take a
just take a picture of it and send it to me. But no, I've just kind of kept open one of the Tampa stations all morning, and I'm just kind of watching this coverage because, like, you know, I'm fearful for those folks down there. I got my uncle that lives down there. I got some friends that live down in that area. So hopefully everybody is safe. Hopefully everybody got out and they're doing the right thing. I actually talked with Marlins man this morning. He's up for the game, flying out this morning. Left at 7 a.m. out of Fort Lauderdale, like the last flight out of Florida was to Kansas City. Got on that thing, flew over the hurricane on his way here. And like, it's just, I feel so bad for these folks because they're still cleaning up after the hurricane that hit Helene 2 weeks ago. And now here we are. I mean, it's just so scary.
So apparently, the guy left.
That guy left?
He left.
That's two texts from the text. I don't know if it's totally true, but
yeah. Oh, you mean the second text you want me to read?
Yeah, that's right. Now you know why I send you all those videos. It's not good, man.
So there's a couple of texts on here that you just sent me that I'd like to read and address.
Oh, no.
Somebody from the 913. I've been in a Category 1, no bueno.
No.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah. I mean, like, Category one. All right. This is a four. So this guy was in a category one. Run for the hills.
That's right.
From the 913. Fan of the show. I thought it was friend of the show. Yes, friend of the show. LOL, I can't unhear home base. Okay. So those are the only two.
Oh, and he's going to steal home base.
Can you guys please send me the link to the Bobby Baseball song? You guys showed me it. I haven't even gotten a link.
It was a promo.
Those of you can see my face on camera.
Yeah, no, it was a promo that they had on like the very beginning. It was the opening day promo.
My wife forked me.
That's a real call earlier today. I can't believe that. But yeah, no, that was a promotional song from Bobby Witt Jr. of his bobblehead for opening day. I don't know if you can find it on, I'm sure you can find it on X. If you like go search on X, like Bobby Witt bobblehead, I guarantee you it's on there. I mean, I could do it for you, but.
Yeah, you could do it.
Yeah.
So back to this hurricane thing for 1 second. You got all these people on TV telling everybody to evacuate, yet they're there. Like,
did you see the picture that had all the cars leaving and then there's one car coming back? He must have left his charger.
Yeah. I thought that was hysterical. I was like,
we've all been there before.
But seriously, like the TV news, don't do as I do, don't do as I say, or whatever it is. Run, get out of here, leave. We'll be on covering this live for you. For who? Everybody left.
Yeah.
Oh, you covered
not
it for me.
No, not everybody left.
You think Lieutenant Dan down there has got a TV set? He's watching the coverage on?
Boats don't sink, they rise. Okay.
All right.
I'm glad somebody talked enough sense into him to get out of there. I mean, get the hell out of there.
Yeah. What are you doing, man? Like, I understand, like, where you're supposed to go and all that. Like, I asked you before the show, what would you do?
Leave.
And you're, like, very adamant you'd leave,
yeah,
right?
I'm gone. Yeah. I'm out, man. I have family here. If I lived in Florida, I'd call immediately and be like, hey, I am flying out, like, I'm driving out tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm on my way. Can I stay at the house? Yes, absolutely. I guarantee that'd be okay.
I mean, I mean, I'd leave as well. Some people, like, you know, when Katrina happened, nobody ever went back. Some people just left. I mean, like,
well, not only that,
could you imagine, like, going back and seeing all your house just destroyed? No. Like, I still go back to that guy 2 weeks ago in, like, North Carolina who was crying. This old man worked his whole life and retired.
Yeah.
And then his house is floating behind him. Like, oh, I feel so bad.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's also kind of the, what's the cliche saying? Like, you made your bed.
No, you're right. Yeah, like, yeah. Like, this is the cost of doing business,
like,
you know?
You live on the edge of California. Those cliffs are falling back shorter and shorter. You have to continue to add that to your house. Right. Your home insurance is higher. That's why home insurance is higher in Florida.
Occupational hazard.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, like, you know what you're getting. That's why I've always said, people are like, you want to live in Myrtle Beach? I'm like, absolutely. I'd love to live in Hilton Head or Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, somewhere down there. Like, you know, that's like hurricane country. I'm like, I know what I'm getting myself into, you know?
Where I was thinking about it yesterday too. Like, where is truly the safest place to live?
Right here.
No, we got tornadoes.
Not really.
They come through the Midwest though.
But like, it's normally like a little north, or I'm saying like Kansas City in general.
In general. Yeah. You get that Tonganoxie split, but like, we have to worry about, just say overall, we got to worry about tornadoes and those storms and all that here. Like, the coasts have the hurricanes, like, God.
I mean, you have earthquakes on the Upper East. You have
earthquakes are now happening everywhere. So I remember years ago when we were living in St. Louis, my friend bought a house and he's like, they want me to get earthquake insurance. I'm like, you live in Missouri. I had no idea about this New Madrid fault thing. They're like, oh, we live on a fault line. And now every once in a while you get some earthquake stuff going on.
Well, hey, go rock the stadium tonight. Let the blue bleed out to let you all let that fun of this entire season, this royal ship and this Caribbean cruise finally makes its way back home. First time since September 27th. Royals Yankees 608. Josh Verner at 5 o'clock.
Come see us for a shirt.
That's right. 7,000 Squibber over. Handing out shirts for our friends at DM Law. Go do nice things for somebody. That's what we're doing today, because it could change your day, week, month, or year, or your game tonight. Stay kind, stay safe. Cody and Gold next on 96.5 The Fan.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day. Come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens. Come on and see.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.